Sometimes God calms the storm, and sometimes God lets the storm rage, and he calms his child in the storm. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us today that we and God together cannot handle. And without belief, we can take on Mondays without too much sense of stress, dread, already feeling overwhelmed, and it's early in the morning. Each Monday is an opportunity to make an act of faith again that God will always be there for us. He will never desert us. Jesus said he will not leave us orphans. And you know, every Monday this year I'm dedicating to how to handle worry. So let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, replace the tension within me with a holy relaxation. Replace the turbulence within me with a sacred calm. Replace the anxiety within me with a quiet confidence. Replace the fear within me with a strong faith. Replace the bitterness within me with the sweetness of grace. Replace the darkness within me with a gentle light. Replace the coldness within me with a loving warmth. Replace the night within me with your day. Replace the winter within me with your spring. So, you know, when I talk about worry, I'm always very realistic about the fact that a listener, especially a new listener, might say, well, it's easy for you to say you don't have much to worry about in your life. I mean, actually, you're a priest, you're a friar, you live in community, you have your needs met. Well, and I can appreciate you saying that. Nonetheless, with my hospital in Oaxaca, Mexico, always worrying that it will stay open, that I'll get the necessary funds to keep it going, that I'll always be kept safe from hurricanes because it's a very hurricane-prone area down there. I have my share of worries or potential worries like anybody else. But nonetheless, because I am a religious Capuchin Franciscan priest, and you might have the impression that my life is not as complicated or as crazy as other people's, I try to share stories with you of people who might be more closer to your life circumstances, or at least people who definitely have been involved in the world in situations that could be a cause of a great deal of worry and stress. And I've been using a number of stories every Monday from a book by Dale Carnegie entitled How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. So here's today's example, okay? It comes from the Second World War. During the war, millions of frightened soldiers had either to accept the inevitable or break under the strain. To illustrate, let's take the case of William H. Casselius of Glendale, New York. Here's a prize-winning talk he gave before one of Carnegie's classes. Quote, shortly after I joined the Coast Guard, I was assigned to one of the hottest spots on this side of the Atlantic. I was made a supervisor of explosives. Imagine it, me, a cracker salesman becoming a supervisor of explosives. The very thought of finding yourself standing on top of thousands of tons of TNT is enough to chill the marrow in a cracker salesman's bones. I was given only 2 days of instruction, and what I learned filled me with even more terror. I'll never forget my first assignment. On a dark, cold, foggy day, I was given my orders on the open pier of Cabin Point, Bayonne, New Jersey. I was assigned to hold number 5 on my ship. I had the work done in that hold with 5 longshoremen. They had strong backs, but they knew nothing whatsoever about explosives. And they were loading blockbusters, each one of which contained a ton of TNT. Enough explosive to blow that old ship to kingdom come. These blockbusters were being lowered by 2 cable slings. I kept saying to myself, suppose one of those cables slipped or broke. Oh boy, was I scared. I trembled. My mouth was dry. My knees sagged. My heart pounded. But I couldn't run away. That would be desertion. I would be disgraced. My parents would be disgraced. And I might be shot for desertion. I couldn't run away. I had to stay. I kept looking at the careless ways those longshoremen were handling those blockbusters. The ship might blow up any minute. After an hour more of this spine-chilling terror, I began to use a little common sense. I gave myself a good talking to. I said, "Look here. So you are blown up. So what? You will never know the difference. It will be an easy way to die. Much better than dying by cancer. Don't be a fool. You can't expect to live forever. You've got to do this job or be shot. So you might as well like it." I talked to myself like that for hours, and I began to feel at ease. Finally, I overcame my worry and fears by forcing myself to accept an inevitable situation. I'll never forget that lesson. Every time I am tempted now to worry about something I can't possibly change, I shrug my shoulders and say, "Forget it." I find that it works, even for a cracker salesman. End of story. Now, that's a powerful story, isn't it? Outside of the crucifixion of Jesus, the most famous death scene in all history was the death of Socrates. 10,000 centuries from now, men will still be reading and cherishing Plato's immortal description of it, one of the most moving and beautiful passages in all literature. Certain men of Athens, jealous and envious of old barefooted Socrates, trumped up charges against him and had him tried and condemned to death. When the friendly jailer gave Socrates the poison cup to drink, the jailer said, "Try to bear lightly what needs must be." Socrates did. He faced death with a calmness and resignation that touched the hem of divinity. Let's say that quote again. "Try to bear lightly what needs must be." Those words were spoken 399 years before Christ was born. But this worrying old world needs those words today more than ever before. Try to bear lightly what needs must be. So, as we face today's struggles, challenges, perhaps some serious problems, we need to trust in God. That's the bottom line, isn't it? Always trust in God. Let me share with you a poem called Crossings. It was written by a man named Lee Weber. He writes, "I came to the swift raging river, and the roar held the echo of fear. O Lord, give me wings to fly over, if you are, as you promised, quite near." But he said, "Trust the grace I am giving, all pervasive, sufficient for you. Take my hand, we will face this together. But my plan is not over, but through." Now you can see why I began the program with the statement, sometimes God calms the storm, and sometimes God lets the storm rage, and he calms his child in the storm. Either way, we have to trust God. We have to trust God constantly. We have to trust God when it doesn't seem like there's any way out of the dilemma, the predicament, the problem, the crisis. Because with God, all things are possible. So I want to encourage you as you take on this Monday, having spent perhaps a week in more leisurely, and now this Monday is going to be potentially more challenging, I want to urge you to trust God. Because the more you trust God, the more you're going to be able to have that peace that Jesus says the world cannot give. The more you'll be able to have a joy no one can take away. The more you'll be able to take one day at a time. As the line in the Serenity Prayer says, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. You know, we can't cross a bridge until we get to it. Even today, depending on what hour you're listening to this program, if you're listening to the program in the morning, either on the radio or on your computer, and you're already aware of a fact that around 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock later in the day, you're going to be dealing with a very challenging situation, count on the daily bread that Jesus promised. Give us today our daily bread. Count on the fact that Jesus is going to be with you 24 hours a day. He doesn't go off of work at 5. Count on the fact that you'll get the grace to deal with it when it happens. I never met a person who crossed a bridge before he or she got to it. And that's what is so important. Okay? Well, today's food for thought comes from a man named John Ray. He writes, "The more noble, the more humble." And that's true, right? Some of the most significant people in the world that I've met were very humble people. You know, they don't have to constantly be telling people what they're doing, you know, tooting their own horn, as we like to say. They know. They know what their gifts are. They also know where their gifts come from God. So some of the most powerful people, most significant people in our society that I've met were humble. More noble, more humble. Okay. Now, let me tell you who I want you to pray for today, okay? These prayer partners, I never want you to just skip that. You got to pray for the prayer partners. And today's prayer partners are significant people. They're the people, the men and women in the armed forces. You know, they protect our country, the skies of our country. They look out for people whose ships were, you know, gone down and they're floating in the water. They're the people who are often on the first line of protecting us. And dear God, we ask you to bless the men and women in the armed forces, in the Air Force. Keep them safe from harm. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now for the small tent to make you smile or laugh. The true story written by a nun, her name is Sister Raphael. She tells the story of a new pastor having been installed by the bishop in the parish where she ministers. And after the installation, a five-year-old came up to the priest, the new pastor, and asked, "Father, how does it feel since you've been pastorized?" Oh, you folks, you gotta laugh. What would we do if we couldn't laugh? Laughter is the music of the heart. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter is the shock absorber of life's hard knocks. Now you know why every Wednesday I start with, make sure you laugh today. Well, would you like to contact me? Let me tell you how you can do that. You can contact me by writing to me at Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why would you write me? Well, you can send me your prayer intentions. I faithfully take all intentions that are sent to me to prayer. Wouldn't you feel more at peace knowing that somebody is your prayer partner praying with you and for you at this difficult time in your life? You can let me know, you know, that you listen to the program. I love to hear from the people who listen to the program. It's a real boost in my own morale to keep on writing and producing this radio show. You can send me a check, if you would. A check for what? Well, a check to help me with my hospital for the very, very poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. You have no idea the poverty down in that part of Mexico, and there's no health insurance for the poor. They come from 6-7 hours away. Could you make a check out to TASH, TASH, Inc.? TASH stands for the Anacetaler Hospital. Make the check to TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And don't forget, you can always listen to the program and read about the hospital and some other interesting things on my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.